Monday night, Chavav Nisan, Dvar Halachim, Chodesh Halvavos.
So we're learning the halachas of brachas of Birchas Hamotzi. After you make Hamotzi, you're obviously not allowed to talk until you eat, and I hope it's obvious. It's also hopefully obvious that the people you're being Motzi, if you're being Motzi, them can't talk. Now what about to say something like, pass the salt, or not pass the salt, where's the salt, or I need a knife, something that's l'tzorech the pas. So after you made Hamotzi, l'chatchila, you're not supposed to talk, even if it's l'tzorech ha-pas, and b'diyevet, it's not a hefsek, because it's l'tzorech ha-pas. Now here's an interesting shaila for you. If the person making Hamotzi was being Motzi others, and he talked in a non-permissible way, could the others use his bracha and be yotzei with his bracha? He made a bracha, Moshelech Menorah. At the time he made the bracha, it was a good bracha. And they were yotzei, he was moitzi them, they were yotzei, everybody's happy. Then he talked. So he ruined his own bracha. So the bir halacha is mesupik in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, if they can use that bracha for themselves, because Bishas, he uttered it, and they were being yotzi with it, it was valid. It became invalid later. In a later simon, Reish Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Brura and the Shar HaTzion are so same lakula. They just say the din, and they matter-of-factly, well, it's not they, it's the same person, matter-of-factly says that the people listening could be yotze, even though the Mavarech ruined his bracha. Okay, we're learning Chavis Halvavus now. We're in Shar HaPrishus in Perek Aleph, and he's talking about the Prishus, abstaining, controlling yourself, the one that the whole world needs, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world restraint, as we explained in the previous Shiurim last week. Without restraint, everything, a person would be unhealthy, a person would get sick, a person, cars would crash, people, without any restraints, obviously. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we said, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the world this way? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a world in which the neshama comes down in a guf and is tested by being in a guf. And now the Chavis Halavos says, the guf needs to eat. And the guf has other needs. The guf has an urge to eat. It has an urge to be married. It's very interesting, the Chavis Halavos says, because it has an instinctive want and need to put another person in his place for when he dies. Very interesting. Chavis Halavos, matter of fact, he says that the guf has an instinctive urge to procreate so that someone will replace him when he's not here anymore. Anyway, he says, so the Eibishter made a person with those natural needs, and it needs it. But it's something that if you go over the line, you're going to ruin your life. So he says, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chiva ha-chochma nesos ha-nefesh begufos ofrios mikabos ha-gidol v'atosefes, the way it stays healthy and stays alive is through eating. V'mitzua ha-mazonos ha-ru'uyim lahem. The hirkav ha-gaborius baruch benafshos ha-anushios ha-koach taiva, the koach of being hungry and of liking food, tastes good, smells good. We want food. We have an urge for food. We're attracted to food in order so that we eat and not harm ourselves by not eating. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the taiva for food in order to make sure that we fill our needs for food. Tichsafna bo lemozon hamuchman bo lemazer lahamidon ulasaknon kol yimei chiburon, which means it's not only the guf that needs food, it's the neshama that needs food, because the neshama is housed in the guf, and if the guf is not here, the neshama goes away. So the neshama, in a sense, needs that the guf eat also. The hirkiv bo'ot koach achar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made another koach in the guf, tichsefna bo lemishgol lios mino ish tmuroso ba'olam, to have someone replace you. V'noson haborius barach schara lehem atainuk behem. This is like amazing, says the Chavis Halavos. It's amazing, and we'll stop here, even though it's the middle of a sentence, but I have to keep my word. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a built-in schar for doing these things that are necessary. And that is the pleasure that one derives from these things. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of giving you automatic, immediate matan schara b'tzido, because you're doing what you're supposed to do. You're pursuing food, because you have to stay healthy, and marriage, and it's immeasurable, it's pleasurable, and that's your automatic schar. And now, obviously, we're going to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, needed, quote-unquote, to set up a break system so that you shouldn't just go overboard.